What's up? Welcome back to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz, coming to you from Austin, Texas. It is Thursday, August 28th. It's currently 5 p.m. Central Time. Apologies for the slightly late release of the podcast today. I have been I'm just having a slightly psychotic, maddeningly inefficient, not good, lack of sleep kind of week. I have a 5-month-old, so I guess for people who've had babies, this is nothing. Maybe I'm being laughed at by people who have more than one baby. For everybody else, just don't have kids. Don't do it. Just listen to me, bitch, and then know what you're missing out on. It's pretty simple. Actually, no. It's just the thing is, it's the minute she looks at you, the minute she looks at you with those eyes, she smiles, it's all forgotten. I mean, it's either looking at her or the fact that I haven't really slept for more than 3 hours on any given night over the past week. Maybe I'm forgetting because of that. But anyway, today, crazy shit happening in the news, in my life. This is insane. I just went through the worst series of mishaps. Plus, we have no water because the main line to the house got cut off. So we're just no water. Gene hooked up like a garden hose and we were using that. And then we realized some neighbor told us that whatever chemicals are inside the garden hose that were put in when it was being made in the factory where the hoses come from, that is what's in your water. And so at first I was like, oh, okay, I didn't think too much of it. And then I actually, you can smell it. Like you could smell the chemicals. The back of my throat is getting dry just thinking about it. It's just, ugh. And then you try to take a shower in it and the taste of those chemicals on your lips. It's just, I don't know what chemicals are in my skin right now from taking a shower with the inside of that garden hose, but it's either, my skin's either going to melt off in 20 years or it's going to live forever. Just my skin though, not me. Like I'll rot away, but then my skin will be weirdly preserved because of whatever the fuck they put in those garden hoses. But yeah, I'm going through that. The baby doesn't want to eat in the day. She only wants to eat at night every hour. So that's happening. We are not sleeping and it's getting not good. I take her to the library every morning for about an hour just to give her a new place to be, look at other little kids, read her a book, whatever, hang out, stare out the window and contemplate jumping off the fucking balcony. But, you know, today I'm like, oh my God, dude, I put little baby sunglasses on her and I'm like, okay, we're cool, we're chilling, we're in the car, this is all good, it's working out. And I hear her coughing. I look in the back. She's choking on the one of the ear piece thingies. She's like shoved it all the way down. She like deep throated the sunglasses, the little baby sunglasses. She's choking on aviators over here, miniature ones. And it's just like, okay, fuck, right? So now luckily I was at a traffic stop. It was like a red light. So I could turn around and I yanked it out of her fucking throat. This baby was like dying, I think. I'm not even sure. I don't know. Every she looks like she's dying all the time. And now that I'm not sleeping, it's like even more. So I'm like always like she's dying. And then I do and it's like no, she's hungry or something. But she needs a nap. But I get to the library and then another thing happened. You know, I haven't been driving a car. I've never driven a car in my life. I grew up in New York City, okay? I can walk. I walk like a motherfucker. I walk the way people drive their cars. I walk with flow and grace, weaving in and out of human traffic. I am so good at walking. I am obviously, understandably, dog shit at driving. I mean, I'm pretty good at the basics. I drive like a sober soccer mom. I drive like a soccer mom who has not popped a Percocet or two or a Zanny and had a glass of wine. Just the normal ones. The straight edge soccer moms, which can you even be that and then not go insane? I don't know. I haven't been to that point of my mom journey yet. I'll let you know. But anyway, what I'm saying is I don't know certain things that are really basic for most people, like footwear, for example. Don't drive with sandals. I was wearing sandals. The bottom of the sandal got stuck in the accelerator. I almost drove off a fucking cliff with the baby choking on aviators. Do you understand what that, how weird that would look? They wouldn't even know how the baby died. It's like, did she eat glasses or was it blunt force trauma or what the, you know what I mean? And the mom is like, you know, 90% of her blood is just coffee. Anyway, look, we got to the library. It's good. But it's like, now I can't, I'm not driving anywhere else today, really, because I'm too tired. And now, you know, pick up this baby later. Dude, it is, look, this is why it's hard to give a shit, I think, for a lot of people about politics. Because your day is, this is your day. Plus, you got to worry about the price of your groceries and like stupid, like what's going on with gas or some shit. If you have a gas fueled car, which most people have, you know, all kinds of stupid shit, taxes and fines and things, bureaucracy you didn't know about. You now got to fucking paperwork, you blah, permit for the thing, you know, and it's like this society is so. The problem with the society is that it's so organized. That's the problem. It's a problem because social organization means that there are checkpoints between you and doing something that could potentially, you know, be an inconvenience or cause harm somehow in said society, right? That would like interrupt the flow of social traffic in and out of shit, malls and buildings and government buildings and shit, right? So, you know, you start putting in these little checks, right? Checkpoints and checks and balances, right? Checkpoints and then pay your balance. That's all. That's what it is. Checks and balances for people. That's what it is. It's like they check you in a place. They stop you, which is already enraging. You have to stop and be made aware of some local fucking law that you weren't aware of. About something. In some places, I think they make it illegal to wear sandals and drive. Like, you get penalized, right? So there's, like, that's what I'm saying. And it's all just arbitrary, really. It's all kind of like, what does this group of people in this society give a fuck about, right? What are they going to bitch about into policy here, you know? And so you got the checks, and then balances is like, you got to pay for everything, right? There's a fee for every movement. And the problem is they use the checkpoints to charge you there. And then the problem with that is that it's so embedded now, so solid. And now they're making new ones, all kinds, like, you know, every app where you have to make a purchase, right? They charge you a junk tax, junk fee, whatever you call it. They're trying to make that illegal, but it's been going on for years, right? They just eat away at your money. Every single PayPal, right? Everything we just have like a surplus of checks now and balances, right? Checks and charges all up the fucking ass. Like, you don't want to do anything. That's why I completely understand the subcultures in this country. You notice that Juggalos, whatever festivals going on there or here or that, this and that and the other, the neo-primitivist movement, the transgender, you notice how the fucking neo-hippie movement, the rainbow warrior, environmentalist, you notice that the one thing that they all have in common is that they just want to live in mud. They just want to live, wallow in shit and not participate. They just want to drop out of this thing because it's overwhelming. To the things you got to do to just live in a box somewhere and then eventually die and be put in a smaller box and buried in the ground that's also shaped like a box, and you get in there. You know, it's like everything. And so it's like, this is why people tune out politically, and people are like, oh, there's apathy and complacency. It's not apathy. Of course you're gonna be apathetic after one day with a couple of kids because there's too much bullshit. And even without kids, right? I'm not saying that people without kids don't have these similar struggles. Same fucking thing. It's just that it's more free range. That, right, with kids, it gets a little weird. People get weird about kids oddly enough, because they want the kids to survive and be okay. So there's more checks, there's more shit, and there's more exploitation, because every parent is a fucking sucker, because you don't know, you've never done it before, so you don't actually know what you need to keep your kid alive. So they start selling you shit. They fucking run it at you from the horizon, dude. They see you coming, and they just come and they want to try to sell you just all kinds of, you know, baby hangy thingy swingy hammer thing, baby fucking hammer foot walk, baby jumpy springy bouncy, just all that, all kinds of shit you don't even understand. But it's just like that without kids. It's just that with kids it's easier, because they're basically holding the idea of your kids hostage and like what can happen to them. Without kids, all they have to lean on are your insecurities. And it's easy because you tend to be younger without kids when you don't have kids. So you have many, many insecurities, and you're stupid because you're in your 20s. So, and even your 30s, and even, you know what? You're even dumb in your 40s. But sorry to say, if in case you were hoping for some kind of growth, it doesn't happen. But this is why people tune out, and this is why things, you know, and especially with this news cycle we have, which is just a fucking laundry cycle. It's like being at a laundromat, you know, and it's like what every single cycle of the news is happening so that you can get nice and brainwashed. You know what I mean? That's what the laundromat of the news is for, is to brainwash, wash, 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 rinse, repeat. What? Dry, dry, dry. And then dirty, 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 dirty. Wash it all over again. You got a rinse cycle. You got the rape cycle, the mass shooting cycle. You got the, politics cycle. You got the Trump cycle. It's all just cycles in a big washer machine. And you're just sitting there watching it spin, thinking about your next move that day. Like, how are you gonna get from A to B without jumping off a cliff? So yeah, they really need to stop shaming people for not paying attention, because it's all, on top of it, it's all, you know, the news is bullshit. You know, they're like inflaming shit and exaggerating shit and making it seem a lot worse than it. So on top of all that, it's like they're not even telling me what's real anyway. So what the fuck are you gonna, you know what I mean? That'd be like making like the whole Disney canon of movies like an imperative. Like, no, you have to watch it. Which, by the way, they make you do for your kids, right? For princesses. I have a girl. So anyway, what are we going to cover today? Not a lot, because we got some pretty heavy shit that's been happening. But yeah, so I'm going to be covering the Catholic school shooter that just occurred yesterday. We're going to be covering protesters for hire. I did want to revisit that from Monday. And some new tech news about China now entering in the competition for, basically interfacing your fucking computer with your brain. And that's wonderful. All good, good things. Good things. So first off, let's start with the Catholic school shooting. In case you weren't aware, in Minneapolis, there was a mass shooting that occurred on the morning of August 27th at the Church of the Annunciation in the Wyndham neighborhood of Minneapolis, United States. Okay, I'm reading this straight from the Wikipedia. So it took place during a scheduled school-wide mass attended by students and faculty of the Catholic school. The perpetrator killed 3 people, including herself, and injured 18 others. 2 children were killed, and those injured were 15 children and 3 senior citizens. 15 children, 3 senior citizens. Can we bury this person under that church alive? Can we just do that? Also, they are saying this individual is a female. They are neglecting to mention that it is a transgender female, aka, as we are now starting to use the term, biological male, I guess in some circles, let's just say that, right? Unnecessary, but let's say it. And so that's kind of where we're at here, okay? So this person released 2 YouTube videos that were scheduled to be released, I think right when they were committing the shooting. It got taken down pretty quickly, but you know, Twitter/X comes through as usual and basically nabbed it from the YouTube channel that it came from before it got taken down and shared it. So that's great. And that is really one of the few leftover good things of X. I mean, the whole thing is full of bullshit and a lot of lying and just really, and then racism. I mean, and racism from all, the one thing about X is that it's equal opportunity racism from all races, and all races participate because it's not just white people and the KKK. We got all kinds of racism happening here. Okay, we have, you got white people saying all the shit about black people and Jews and shit, right? You got black people saying a bunch of shit about Hispanics and white people and Jews as well. Nobody likes Jews. You got Jews saying stuff about Jews also because of Israel. And you got Jews bitching about Jews saying stuff about Jews and everybody else saying stuff about Jews. Jews are in the middle no matter what because they're fair game for every group. So yeah, you have a transgender female. I don't know why they don't just say transgender female. I guess because they don't want to stigmatize transgenderism, but I don't know. This is not one of the people I would even say is transgender. They're kind of more like that. I don't know, man. Autistic, I think, is the word I'm looking for. It's a person that looks like they may have autism. There is a type of person that claims often to be transgender, and we know it, and I'm going to just say it. Because in my eyes, don't deceive me, because it's my experience, that there are people who seem kind of like they're more autistic than transgender, or not more, but, you know, like that is kind of, if you lead with that, a picture forms in your mind of the right person is what I'm trying to say. You know the person. They're very pale. They're a little weird in the eyes. They got that weird autistic stare, and kind of just that look, you know, of a person who doesn't get a lot of sun and socialization. I don't know what the fuck it is, okay, but that transgender person is not the transgender person I think of when I actually think of transgendered people, because believe it or not all of us grew up in the middle of the burbs without any interaction with people who were queer. I grew up in New York City. I went to school downtown in Chelsea. Many, many children my age, 16, 17, 18, were experimenting with their sexuality, with their gender identity. They didn't call it gender identity, right? It was like you were a transsexual, you were this, you were that, you were a tranny. And nobody cared. The word didn't matter because it was just exciting to be able to express yourself. And they were excited because they were kids, and the kids just want an identity, right? And they were excited to be hunting down and narrowing down how they wanted to be seen and how they thought of themselves and shit. And nobody, it was all just about that. And all this other stuff that came later, this is a different thing. This is like academic transgender. I think they're starting to separate the like terms basically. So there's the transgender, which is kind of more of an ideology, or it's almost like a nihilistic ideology where it almost seems like they're trans because they want to say fuck you to gender entirely. It's more like that. Like they don't really, because they don't even try to look like the opposite sex ever, or rarely. They don't try that hard. They kind of do it almost like on purpose, like a troll. It feels like trolling, honestly. More like trolling than tranning, you know what I'm saying? Than transing. What would be the action? What would be the verb for that? And then there's transsexuals. And the difference is that you actually want to hang out with transsexuals because they're fun. And they know who they are and who they're not and what they're not. They don't care. They're having a great time. As long as you're having a good time with your life, people will gravitate towards you. They just will. And so, you know, kind of doesn't happen with the transgenders, right? They all end up pretty isolated because nobody wants to be around somebody so miserable and malcontent. and misanthropic and disgruntled. Someone who just, you know what I mean? Like, you can't talk to a person like that. They'll be nice for a second, but the minute it occurs to them in their stupid brains that, I don't know, maybe you're somehow biased or something, or something's going on, or like they just don't like your face or something. Like, something goes on in the back of their eyes. I've seen it happen to other people, to me. And suddenly they're trolling you, right? They'll start saying some dumb shit because they think that they've identified a square. And someone who's not cool, who's not hip to the gender fluidity movement. And so then they will try to fuck with you. And that what ends up happening is they think that they're like owning you, or like, I don't know, it's like this really sad attempt to be arrogant towards you. And then all that happens is, I don't want to talk to this person anymore. They're an asshole, right? So they alienate themselves from more and more and more people, but they're so arrogant because they feel like they found like the one true belief, right? That they just kind of, they go deeper and deeper and down that rabbit hole. And, you know, it's not surprising to me that they end up shooting somebody. So, you know, this is what happened, I guess. This person shot, I mean, he killed two fucking kids, right? Do we need to give a shit about how this person identifies? I understand, like, universally, yeah, out of, you know, just affirmation and of just everyone in general. But this person, like, fuck this person. So, yeah. This person, dressed in black, approached the side of the church, began firing a rifle through the stained glass windows. Broke stained glass windows. I love stained glass windows. What a dick. And then he killed himself, or herself. Whatever, whatever. Yes. I wouldn't want to misgender this person for the movement, for the cause. Okay, yeah. So now they're still investigating. I mean, the thing happened, like, yesterday. So there's a lot going on, you know, a lot of people are weighing in, of course. I mean, it's so obnoxious because they're all wrong. They're all kind of, nobody's hitting the mark, but they want to desperately because they really want to be the people that kind of hit on the next thing. And so Christians are going, oh, this is the trend, you know, whatever. And I don't know if it's Christians in general, but, you know, conservatives are like, oh, this is because of, you know, the transgender ideology. It's like, you know, consuming the kids in our schools. And it's like, yeah, dude, that was like 20 years ago. Okay. We've moved into a new phase. That happened back in 2010 to 13-ish, 15-ish. Okay, they're adults now. They graduated. I don't know if you know how school works, but those people have graduated. They live in the world. They work now, allegedly work, and they're just out there. Other people were blaming, I don't know, capitalism, right? Or late stage capitalism. Everyone just wants to kind of plug in. You know, other people are blaming the opposite, the opposing party based on whatever party they're in. It's the Republicans, it's the Democrats, it's the liberals, it's the conservatives, it's the guns, it's the mental health. They're all like, they're not even cop-outs at this point. They're all just people, they just take any opportunity in this news cycle. Whenever the news cycle pauses for a moment back in where it's like what they give a shit about, and then they just open their mouths and they just yell the thing that they have been working towards, that they have been propagandized and convinced into buying into, and they just yell it, right? It's mental health. It's mental health, right? Or like, oh, it's a fucking, Satanists. The fucking, it's, you know what I mean? It's Trump. It's fucking, it's wolves. It's the wolves. It's the mayor of California. It's just all. I mean, I don't know, man. You know what we should do? I mean, all of these people, you know what we should all do? We should blame one person in the country. We should blame one person, and it should be adult, not a child. We dox them, and everyone kills that person as a sacrifice to Baphomet. And then that's it. We're even Steven with the universe, okay? And then we can maybe start over and actually start to find some solutions to the actual problems that we have. I don't know. Anybody want to do that? Anybody want to sacrifice to the gods? Anybody? And so, yeah. This person, the videos that they released on YouTube, it's an insane video. I mean, they're yelling all kinds of... It's almost like Natural Born Killers level of pop culture reference throughout the video. It's just... And there's posters and flyers of various... Breaking Bad and just anything you would imagine would be... It's kind of like a Joker person. Like a Joker, Joaquin Phoenix Jokers, Batman Joker guy. Not the other Jokers, but that guy. You know, it's just like a person who has bought into complete chaos and violence. That's their creed, that's their belief. They're completely bought into that. And so that's kind of why I'm like, you know, is that person transgender really? Or, you know, are they transgender, quote unquote? But really, it's just because they just want to subvert everything, even themselves and their gender. I don't know. But they're saying stuff about killing Donald Trump, racial slurs, stuff about Jews. Yeah, just all kinds of stuff. And he showed his journal. And the journal is so... I mean, I would want to take that journal and slap him across the face with it if he was still alive. I don't expect forgiveness, he writes. She writes. And then as he's reading it, he keeps showing gun, like ammo, and like dripping it through his... letting it drip through his fingers onto the page. He's so dramatic. This is so American. I mean, if there's one thing you know that this person is American, really. We need to all come together and realize... this is a very American person, right? It's all, they're all bought into all of the Hollywood shit, all of the TV. They've consumed it. We made this person. We made this person. I'm not even sure if you can necessarily say this is about mental health. This is about, I don't know, dude. It's about, I know, I'm going to say culture, but I know it's kind of a cop out to say culture also, but that's what else is it? You can make a gazillion laws and you can't get rid of this person because you would have to outlaw the entire entertainment industry to do it. So I don't know what we're supposed to do. So shooter references suffering from depressive and suicidal thoughts, does not lay out a clear motive, you know. I don't know. Let's see what else. Oh, the mother worked at the church in 2021 and retired. She's the one that applied for the name change for her child in 2019. And he was 17 at the time. He's the youngest of three children. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of all we know. And so people are weighing in, and it's like, oh, it's the guns, it's the mental health, it's the Democrats, it's the Republicans, it's Trump, it's not Trump, it's Gavin Newsom. I don't know. It's Canada. It's Canada's fault. And so it's all, and the free press is saying that, no, this is like nihilism, which I think is a little bit closer. When I actually read the article, I was like, okay, nihilism, let's see where the fuck this is going. But it's true. It's like a consumer-based nihilism, right? He consumed a lot of media because it was just confirming some shit that he was already feeling. I'm not saying that he got turned somehow by the TV. I'm not a person that believes that kind of shit, but it influenced him. It allowed him to flesh out something that he was already feeling inside. But even more than that, it's just, there's no rules here in this country, right? There's culturally, we don't have barriers. We want to get rid of barriers. I mean, we don't even want to be the gender we were born with if we don't want to be. We don't want to have to be anything. We want ultimate choice. I mean, some of us are transhumanists now. We don't even want to be human if we don't want to be human. We want ultimate capitalism. And I'm not even against capitalism, by the way. I just don't know another word. But I guess not capitalism. We want We want like ultimate consumerism. We want to have choices for anything. Like if we could take our eyeballs out and swap them out with other eyeballs, I think a lot of us would love that. I would get cat eyes. Okay. Here's some other information on the shooter. The Minneapolis shooter supported the Order of Nine Angles, a satanic right-wing group with ties to the cybercrime collective 764. Oh yeah, there's been a couple other people with so affiliated with that. Leaders were among the first arrested by the FBI in April. The FBI actually introduced a new category of criminal because of this kind of stuff. The Nihilistic Violent Extremist, or NVE for short. I love when they cut it down to the letters. That's great. Makes it real serious and clinical. That's great. So now if you're a nihilist, you can be investigated by the FBI. That's great. But, you know, is this shooter supporting the Order of the Nine Angles because they're an actual Satanist, or because this is just another, it's just subverting human thriving? That's what they want. They want to subvert it. And according to the Free Press article, their sort of opinion, I'm kind of in agreement with some parts of that, because basically it's this, right? It's like people who are the quote unquote elites in this society have largely abandoned us to automation, to vice, and encouraged a lot of the darker aspects of human nature so that they could sell shit to us and altered our food in ways that made it more addictive. And it's just like, it's just created this resentment. Like Luigi Mangione, right? That's why people reacted the way they did. They're just trying to express the reality of feeling. If it was abandoned, that would be one thing. I would love to be abandoned by the quote unquote elites, because then you could just live your fucking life. But they didn't really abandon people. They kind of abandoned an effort to maintain the social contract between the public and them, which is basically to be good shepherds, I guess, right? If you're going to be in those positions, if you're so psychopathically hell-bent on being in leadership positions and making these big moves and in altering the structure of society, of how people live their lives and gamify every fucking move you make every day, then I guess it's worse than being abandoned. It's kind of like they've turned back around on the public and become predatory. So they're like predating on the public, and people resent that. They're just nickel and diming everybody. And the technology makes it so sophisticated that it really feels like a squeeze, you know? It's like you can't even think your own thoughts. They're watching you. You can't make a move without them jotting it down somewhere, putting it in a database so they can flesh out your digital avatar so they could fucking move you around like a little voodoo doll with it, right? It's predatory, and people don't like it. It's stifling, and people hate it. And then it's predatory, and then they don't even, you know, the Renaissance, for example, right? The Medici's went out of their way to elevate people through art and music and just literature and just have this movement of spiritual soul, like spiritual transcendence, this idea of moving upwards. But now it's like, hey, what's up? You want some fentanyl? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, what's up? Do you want extra M&Ms in your M&M chocolate raspberry banana hot fudge rice crispy cocoa crispy rainbow crispy cocoa puff sundae? Do you want extra M&Ms? You know, it's like grotesque what they do to people and what they make people. I mean, it's like they're preying on people's impulses, right? The lack of impulse control. They distract you. And it's just like, what the fuck you think is going to happen? You're going to drive people crazy. And this is what's happening. It is a mental illness, a crisis, mental health crisis. I agree. I do think that, but I think it's being like we know where it's being. You know, we know where it's coming from, but they don't want to take responsibility for it because, you know, they just don't. So they just keep peddling the whole like freedom. And oh no, yeah, freedom. But the freedom they're talking about is not the freedom that people were talking about like 50 years ago. Or maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it's the same people. I don't think it is. I guess it is actually. 50 years ago? Yeah, it probably still is. But I don't know, 200, 300 years ago when everybody was every farm was a tech startup technically in this country in the 1700s, I don't know. But it's like they're these multinational corporations, this gamifying of your everyday life. It's like preying on you. And then, but it's not like they just eat you like an animal, right? It like twists you. It ruins you from the inside. The rot is in the house, right? It's like they're trying to warp your fucking soul. It's like, can I have my soul, motherfucker? And it's like, no, we want it. We want it now because we can have it, because we can read your dreams now with this, you know, digital thinky cap or, you know, whatever. We have a data set of a bazillion data points that help us predict your next fucking dream. And we want to take advantage of that to sell you Coca-Cola. So, you know, yeah. And so these autistic people, I don't know. I think they're more sensitive to that kind of shit because they have less patience with the social mores, so that maybe this is deranging to them. Maybe for an autistic person, this makes so much no sense that it does drive them to nihilism. And one of the, I guess we can say safely, I think at this point, that one symptom of this level of nihilism is sometimes you will want to be trans, you will be want to be the opposite gender, and just do that. And so I don't know, I think they should, why don't they profile trans, you know, if somebody's trans, you should be on a fucking, listen, and I'm not saying if you're transsexual, I'm saying if you're transgender, you should be on a watch list. You should be on an FBI watch list. Why is it that black people get profiled for like anything, for looking at somebody the wrong way? Right? Why is it that a fucking Mexican can't drive a car in Arizona without getting pulled over? And then, but transgender people, like, we don't even see them. We don't even acknowledge that this is maybe a little concerning if they're not just transgender, but they're also into guns all of a sudden and all this other shit. You know what I mean? You should be on a watch list. Because, but like, what the fuck? How unfair is that? Or can they not see it? I don't know. Is it that when you dress up as a woman, men just can't, they just don't see that you're crazy anymore because they just think women are crazy? Is that what it is? You just assume that all women are crazy? And so you see a guy in pigtails and a skirt and a miniskirt foaming at the mouth. And some chick's like, look at that guy. He's crazy. And they're like, what? I just see a perfectly normal woman just sitting there having a coffee, and you're looking over and she's like, you know, I'm a woman, and she's like on TikTok, right? And she's like playing with a handful of ammo, and you're just like, you don't want to look. And it's like, this is a woman, I don't understand. All right, well, all women are crazy, I don't understand what you're saying. She's probably on her period. Please, ma'am, move along. Okay. It's like, wait a minute, you fit a description, ma'am. But I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy. They're crazy. We're crazy. The driving is crazy. And I don't know what it is. But yeah, the Free Press article, essentially, yeah, their argument is like, you know, the elites abandoned us. I think it's even worse than that. I mean, the elites didn't just abandon. Yeah, they're living on islands and waiting for the apocalypse. Like Zuckerberg's on an island at this point. They're all, you know, they're all on islands. And haven't you, and I do feel it. I feel this emptiness, right, from back in the 90s when these guys were everywhere, the movers and shaker guys, right? But now it's desolate. It's a desolate wasteland. They've left. It's kind of like what's that religious phenomena where they just take you, the reckoning or some shit like that, where they take some people and leave the rest? It's kind of like that, but it's unfair because it's like, it's not our fault. They raised us this way. They sold us this fucking shit from when we were 3 years old. What, you know what I mean? They like purposely misled people with Nickelodeon and fucking getting slimed in the face and all this other, and drink this cola and fucking buy this toy. And they like, they groomed us to be like this. And now we're just left behind. We're just, this is our lot in life. We're just fucking stuck here with psycho transgenders and obnoxious fucking Christians. You know, what is this? What is this bullshit? I don't know what's going on, all right? I haven't slept in 5 days. It's the cosplay. It's cosplaying too, right? Because we've like I said, consumerism has to up the ante every generation. And it's, we've gotten to this point where like everything is just a cosplay. Like you're not even, you don't even, nobody even believes in being anything anymore. Truly, they don't dive into it with gusto, and it's cynical. People just want to cosplay stuff that gets them off in some way, and that little, that just lights up the little fucking sicko dopamine lights in your head. And for some people, it's just simple, and you just get a jacket, and that's that. But some people, you know, they need to edge further and further and fucking edgelord their way into a cosplay that starts to give them fucked up ideas. And then they want to take it to the next level. Just like serial killers, right? Serial killers probably cosplay murdering. And then they finally, what do they try it out? They try it out on a roach. Oh, let's get a little bigger. Let's try it out on a mouse, right? And they just keep going, right? And like, let me slap this horse across the face. Let me choke him. And then that's what happens. So I think this is a similar thing, except we've made all of, we have a mass shooter starter kit cosplay through just watching the right amount, the right sequence of shows and movies and getting on the right forums. You know, you just immerse yourself and you get ready. You become, you know, this person who's ready to do this thing, right? It's fucking nuts, dude. Anyway. They profiled all of Washington, D.C., and the National Guard has guns now, but they won't, you know, put transgender people on a fucking watch list. I don't get it. Anyway, what else? Oh, yeah. Protesters for hire as another thing. That's actually what I wanted to cover today, but I didn't know this shooting was going to happen, obviously. But yeah, Crowds on Demand is this app where you can just hire protesters. I was going to get into it, but what I will say is just this one thing about it. I'm just going to quote Machiavelli on mercenaries. Machiavelli, even though he wasn't that great when he was actually called to action to actually fight in something and do something. Let's see. Mercenary and auxiliaries are useless and dangerous, and if one holds his state based on these arms, he will stand neither firm nor safe, for they are disunited, ambitious, and without discipline, unfaithful, valiant before friends, cowardly before enemies. They have neither the fear of God nor fidelity to men, and one's own destruction is deferred only so long as the attack is. For in peace, one is robbed by them, and in war, by the enemy. The fact is that they have no other attraction or reason for keeping the field than a trifle of stipend, which is not sufficient to make them willing to die for you. They are ready enough to be your soldiers whilst you do not make war, but if war comes, they take themselves off or run from the foe. Whoever is armed. Yeah. And that's it. That's all I wanted to say about that. I guess I was going to yell about it, but I don't have any time. I've been on for a while. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. Also, I just wanted to mention briefly, China has unveiled a sweeping plan to lead the brain-computer interface industry by 2030, with early clinical implants already showing promising results. So hear that, Elon Musk? Fucking get on it. Elon Musk should just, he should just implant Neuralink into his dick and just do, be like the next Spider-Man villain. Dr. Dickagon. And that's it. That's all I got to say. Thank you for tuning in to the Melissa Diaz Report. I was Melissa Diaz. This was The Report. Stay tuned for next Monday when I'm back with more bullshit. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. As usual, I really appreciate it. I have nobody else to talk to here. So, not except for my family. But you know what I mean. So, you know, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you again next Monday. Enjoy your weekend, as I said already. And I'm going to go take a nap. All right? So you take care of yourself. Goodbye.